You know, because of this development of stopping humanitarian assistance to Somali needy people by the World Food Program, following an instruction they received from Al-Shabaab, now the government is looking ways and means to resume that aid to the Somali needy people. And the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and other line ministries which have activities in humanitarian things will meet and then come out the best way to resume WFP activities in Somalia, especially in Somali capital of Mogadishu.
When do you expect this meeting to take place?
I think it will be taking place as soon as possible. And because these vulnerable people, they cannot wait long, so this will happen as soon as possible, especially this week.
WFP is threatened by Al-Shabaab. That is why they stopped humanitarian activities.
Yes.
Will your government provide additional security for their operations?
You know, at this stage, the government will look at other avenues because the government controls the sea outlet of the capital and we have the Mogadishu seaport. So there is a lot of avenues whereby the government could use as unloading to the shipment and try to look to take to the IDBs people and other needy people of Somalia.
Are you going to contact AMISOM to help with the protection of the workforce and the operations and activities of WFP?
You know, the mandate of AMISOM is limited and it looks after the security of main localities like the airport and seaport and government institutions. So now when the meeting takes place, they will look ways and means to bring humanitarian assistance to the needy people.
When does the government hope that WFP will begin its humanitarian operations in the country, especially in Mogadishu?
No, as soon as possible, because there's something related to the security situation in the country. Now the government is trying to get rid of the menace of this international criminal network who are present in Somalia under the name of Al-Shabaab.
Apart from the WFP, will your government be contacting other international bodies to help with other humanitarian activities in the country?
Yes, that appeal was already in place and the government was asking all international organizations to help the Somali people. And first of all, the government is engaged to sort out the security problem existing in Somalia, especially in the capital. And as the minister asserted already and informed to the international media, that the government will engage to put to an end the occupation of Al-Shabaab.